You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This note comes from Margot. And I have to say, in all the years of doing this show, we've had a lot of people write in about affairs. And I don't recall, if it's happened, I don't recall it. I don't recall somebody asking this question before. Boys, it has taken me about 5 months, but I'm finally getting over the trauma of discovering my husband was having an affair. It was the worst time of my life. I was talking with my mom last night, and she asked me if there was any chance of working through it with him and trying to get past it together. And I told her I would have considered doing that if I hadn't known the woman he was cheating with. If it had been a total stranger, I probably could have forgiven him, or at least tried to. But since I totally knew the woman, to me, that's worse. Margot writes, my mom said it should be the other way around, that if you know the other person, it makes it more understandable because they're often around them and things just happen. But with a stranger, they should have willpower. We argued about this for a long time, wondering if it's something your listeners would want to weigh in on. And she closes by saying, thank you. I really love my boys in the morning. Margot, we love you back. We
Thanks,
are so
Margo.
Sorry that you had to go through that very difficult time.
It's a big bummer. Yeah.
Ugh, what a sucks. Question. Is it better if you know the person that your partner cheated with?
Sure.
Or is it better if you don't know them?
Man, that's a juicy question, isn't it? I don't know. Are we going to sound off? Or are we going to let people sound off for us?
Because I don't know what my answer is.
I think I know what mine is. I think I know what mine is. But yeah, I also might be swayed. So, I mean, this can be a five calls. This can be a just call in and, you know, voice your opinion. Maybe you were cheated on. Did you know the person?
Yeah.
Does it make it easier if you know the person?
I'm really curious what people are going to say. We do want calls. It could be a five call says it all. It could be a 15 call says it all. Let's see what we've got at 303-691-1MIX. Even if this has never happened to you, you're just sitting there kind of tossing it around in your head, listening to this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're behind the wheel of your car and you're thinking about it. Like, and if you are in a relationship, let's say, and let's say it does happen to you, what would you prefer? That you know the person or don't know the person?
You could call in and name the person you think that your hubby would cheat on you with.
No, let's not do that. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you.
So, which one would be worse?
I feel that knowing both parties would definitely be worse because not only do you feel betrayed by your significant other, but you also feel betrayed by that friend.
But isn't there an I get it factor? Like, I get it if it was with somebody at work that the husband is around every single day. You're like, I kind of get it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, too, is do you accept that as somebody that you know? Because do you personally know, like, all your significant other's coworkers?
You could, though. But you'd have a good idea. Let's assume for the sake of argument that you do. I mean,
right.
you still say that that's worse.
Yeah, because then, I mean, granted, yeah, they're coworkers and stuff like that. However, you know them. So to me, I mean, I feel like I could move on not knowing who that other person is than knowing who that person is.
I'm glad you called us. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you for having me.
See you later.
We appreciate you. So that's one vote for, let's see, worse. I got to put it on the right page here. Worse, if you know, is Nikki's vote. So let's go to Katie. Katie, what do you think?
Speaking from experience, I think it's way worse if you know the person. Okay. I was married before and was cheated on by people I did not know. And I think I was able to move forward a lot quicker than a friend of mine that had the opposite situation.
I guess it might depend on the person it is that you know. Like, if it's a good friend or something, I think that would sting pretty bad.
Right. My thought process, too, without knowing the people, is then you can kind of make your own narrative about that individual. And if you know someone, then you can be like, actually, they are pretty cool, right? Or they're horrible, and how could this person, you know, want them over
right.
me? Like, so if they're a mystery person, you kind of get to decide kind of, you know, how it went down and why it might have happened, and then you're not picturing it and picturing this person with your partner and, like, you know what
and
I mean?
The history of that other person and everything you've done yeah. together and hung out and all that. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. You can just kind of, like,
a good
have
point.
Your own, like, narrative, like, this is, you know, and you're not actually...
You get to make up your own story, yeah. essentially.
Yeah.
yeah. It's your,
yeah,
it's a choose your own adventure. Like it's a choose your own yeah. adventure book. Katie.
Great yeah. call.
I'm sorry this happened to you, and I'm really glad that you called, though. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye,
Katie. Thank you. Oh, man. All right. Here's Amanda. Amanda, what do you think? Which is worse?
Hi. I definitely agree with the past two callers that knowing the person is a lot worse.
Okay.
All right. You know what sucks, too, is not only would you lose a spouse or a significant other, you'd probably lose, like, a friendship, too. So it's like a double whammy.
Absolutely. You're getting double cheated on. Thus, knowing them, they know you're in the picture. They both know they're doing wrong.
Double cheated.
If you don't know them, maybe they didn't know you ever existed.
It's the double betrayal.
It's double cheated, man.
Double betrayal.
Oh, that's the worst.
Amanda, hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
Bye, Amanda.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
My goodness. All right, let's talk to David. Let's get a dude's perspective. David, is it worse if you know them or worse if you don't know them?
I think it's going to be a guy thing, man. I think it's worse if you don't. And unless it's family that they cheated on you with, then I think that trumps everything if they cheat on you with.
Oh, like your brother or something?
I got news for you, David.
That
we have had multiple text messages from people who have mentioned family, and one person who wants to be nameless says that her husband cheated on her with her mother.
How about that, David? That's a text. That is a text that came in.
Yeah, she's like, I kind of know her.
A little bit.
Yeah. Man.
That's some Jerry Springer stuff going on
Total
right there.
Jerry Springer.
That is deep, man. Ugh.
David, thank you
Thanks, buddy.
Very much for the call.
You
Here's another
imagine.
Dude. It's Brian. Brian, what do you think?
I think it's both ways. I think it's bad when you do it, you know. When you know
but, yeah, but which
it's
one
bad
is
all the way around. Yeah.
The question is, which one is worse? If you know them
I
or if you don't
you know
them.
Somebody, because you can never trust that person to go back out with that person ever again. So it breaks down so many relationships, just not the relationship that you have.
Yeah, that's
spot
true.
On. Yep.
Brian, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll let Tiffany drive it home for us. Hi, Tiffany. What do you think?
Hi, guys. I am kind of with most of everyone else. I think it's worth knowing the person. It's just that much more personal. Like, it just feels like that much more of a betrayal.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. And there's, you know, probably most of the times there's a backstory, you know, like I mentioned earlier about, you know, you're doing things together. You're hanging out. Maybe you're doing barbecues together.
It's like piling on, man.
It's so piling on, Tiffany.
And you know what? There's another element to this, Tiffany, because I was like on the fence. I didn't know. And I was going to let caller sway me. And you guys all have. Because something else is, I think if it's somebody you know, that you go through a feeling of how could I have not known? How could I have not seen that?
Sure,
because I
yeah.
know both of them. So was I so stupid that I couldn't see when they were together? And it makes you feel like you're
that will haunt you about it.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. It's haunting because you're like, I should have known.
Yeah, there were signs. There were signs. Good call, Tiff.
I will say there is something to say about how if you don't know the person, though, then it haunts you differently in that you don't know. Because you're always going to be asking yourself why. Like, what was it about
right,
the other person?
Right, what did they have that I didn't have and all that?
Yeah.
It's good, too.
That's good. Tiffany, I'm glad you took the time today. You have a nice weekend, okay?
You as well, guys.
See you later.
I appreciate you. We all end this on a happy note.
I need a shower. I want a shower right now.
Margo's feeling some pain. But you know, she says it's been 5 months and she's finally getting over the trauma. So,
well, I hope she moves on.
I just want to thank you, Margo, on behalf of Jeremy and Josh and the crew for opening up like that and letting us talk about this on the show. We really appreciate you.